Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Oil prices sank 6% over the weekend despite Israel's attack on Iran. The reason? Israel spared much of the Iranian refining facilities, but also the sentiment has been downwards on oil in recent weeks despite the horrendous unrest in the Middle East. What about gas prices and the overall trend in energy prices on global markets? And will SMEs and consumers ever benefit from lower wholesale prices? In the same week that it was confirmed that Irish consumers pay the highest energy prices in Europe. Robert Maxwell is principal consultant with the energy company DNV. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning.
Robert, why are oil prices sinking?
Yeah, I think ultimately, Joe, there's two main factors here. On the first one, there's really a degree of market complacency going on. I mean, why is this? Well, ultimately, market participants realize that since 2019, these geopolitical risks haven't resulted in any oil supply losses. Despite the heightened geopolitics, the Middle East tensions you mentioned, the risk premium really has been fading over the last few days. There was a welcome relief over the weekend, as you mentioned. And why is this important? Well, because Iran exports around 1.5 million barrels per day. They're one of the largest producers in the world. And geographically, they're neighboring the Strait of Hormuz, which accounts for about 25 to 30% of oil trade flows. They've got over 2 million barrels of refinery capacity, whereas by contrast, Israel has just 300,000 barrels per day. The questions now will be around what does Iran have left in the arsenal in terms of any future retaliation on Israel? So lots of uncertainty here. But the second part, to your point, really is the softer demand story, which we've seen sustained over recent months. And it's really not just, it's a global economy issue, really. The International Energy Agency, which is the gold standard in the oil markets, and also OPEC, they've cut their global demand forecasts, OPEC actually for the third consecutive month, really citing two factors. Number one is the Chinese economy, and number two is seasonality. So on the first point, Chinese economy, their refinery runs are set to fall this year for the first time outside of a COVID year on year. We've had additional government stimulus in China earlier in the month. So far, market participants have been disappointed by this. And ultimately, Chinese imports are also down recently. The second factor then is seasonality, Joe. Coming into the winter doesn't help. A lot of the refineries are undergoing turnaround schedules, maintenance, the margins take a hit. And as you know, refineries are the largest buyer of crude oil in the market.
Yeah. What about the US election hedge? Donald Trump has said on many occasions he wants to drill, baby, drill if he wins the White House again. Is that potentially going to flood the market with a glut of crude oil, which would push down prices?
Well, I think certainly in the short term, there can definitely be an impact there. U.S. elections next week. I mean, the market pricing recently is convinced, it seems, that a Trump win. Risk assets have rallied, equities, even his own social media DJT platform, Bitcoin as well. I mean, the rhetoric has been very clear. A Harris administration would continue that of Biden, i.e. the Inflation Reduction Act, renewable power generation. Trump, as you said, all about loosening the shackles of producers, tapping into those fresh, harder to access reserves. I mean, it's important to paint a picture here, Joe. Right now, US producers, they're doing all they can. Permian producers, they're running out of the best quality acreage. It's getting more expensive in terms of labor and equipment costs. The overall US production has been pretty much flat over the last 12 months or so. So I think these things take time. In the short term, you may see a rally in the oil prices. It's also interesting to note, despite what we talked about the demand story, we actually have record shorts in the market at the moment from financial participants.
Now, shorts are basically when the participants bet that a price will move downwards.
Exactly. And that's kind of, it ties into the demand story we just spoke about. But certainly, let's say if Trump were to win, if there was a further rally in risk assets, you can certainly expect to see some degree of volatility ahead.
Now, I know you're not in Dublin all the time, but why do you think Irish consumers pay the highest prices for energy in the European Union?
Well, it's hard to put a reason on that, Joe. I mean, taxes certainly play a factor along with other EU countries. Of course, Ireland's importing a disproportionate amount of its oil, albeit we do have the refinery down in County Cork. But I do think it's important that going forward, that we do have, lens on this, not just the fossil fuels, but also the transition. And we can see in Ireland, there's been some huge milestones achieved recently. I mean, the recent RES auction, the Renewable Electricity Support Scheme, results showed very good progress across wind and solar, more than doubling the previous year's procurement. We've seen a huge uptake in the power purchase agreements across Indigenous Irish businesses as well. So there are green shoots. However, of course, there's ongoing issues around planning delays and grid connectivity too.
Yeah, there was only one wind energy facility given permission in the third quarter, and there should be three or four in every quarter. And have most European nations, Robert, adjusted their gas supplies now away from Russia?
I think a lot have. Yeah, the gas market also has similar fundamentals to the oil market at the moment. So there's a huge concern around oversupply in the market. There's demand concerns that tie into China and the global economy too. So I think the fundamentals typically are tracking, and other European countries are similarly positioned.
Mm. Okay, Robert, thank you so much for your expertise. That is Robert Maxwell, the principal consultant with the energy company DNV. Back.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.